If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you can't get it off our...
No, you can't.
Right, anymore. But we're still trying to figure out how to continue to order his music.
Yeah, there's got to be a way.
There does. There has to be. I know that an outfit bought the rights to Western Jubilee.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a way. The Western Jubilee website doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
So, but
right.
Anyway, we'll figure it out.
We'll get her
nonetheless. Yep.
Keep listening to his music.
That's right. You bet. How about some more music?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Yes. Susie Boggess is riding along
sweet.
With us. Yeah. I don't know how this song became a Christmas song and associated with Christmas, other than it talks about Christmas in December, but it's a Merle Haggard song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If we make it through December.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows you've been working hard, wanted Christmas to be right for daddy's girl. If we make it through December, December we'll be fine.
Boy, Susie does the hack justice.
Oh, she does.
She?
Very good, yeah.
She recorded a whole CD called Lucky that are all Merle Haggard songs. And that's on it. So look that up.
She does it. Oh, she did a good job.
It's a dandy. Yeah. And as I said, I don't have no idea. And I remember an interview with Merle Haggard, and he said he never intended that to be a Christmas time song.
Right.
Because it's kind of depressing.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know,
it
talks about
yeah.
the sad parts of, of Christmas, if you will. But he never intended it to be a Christmas song. I guess that's kind of like some of the movies now.
Right? Die Hard.
When did Die Hard become a Christmas show?
Exactly.
For heaven's sakes. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you're going to do that, you just as well do First Blood Rambo, because that was a Christmas time story. But anyway, don't start me.
Don't get me started.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things out there that have become associated with Christmas that shouldn't be.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
All right.
We'll go along with that.
I'm just saying.
So.
Yes.
I need you to confirm or deny.
Oh, I can neither confirm nor deny. Yes.
Was it Gene Autry that did Rudolph?
Yes.
You can confirm that.
I can confirm that. Yep. As a matter of fact, we should have had that for Dick's pick this year, but it's not.
Too late now.
Yeah, it's too late now. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. He recorded Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. He also recorded, there was a couple other good Christmas staples that he recorded, and I can't remember. But anyway. Yeah, look him up.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Look up Gene Autry's Christmas stuff. I think he sings Frosty the Snowman and a few others. He's got a whole album full of Christmas things.
Oh, I thought Burl Ives.
Oh, he does. Absolutely.
He didn't write it, though.
No, and Gene didn't write Rudolph either.
Oh, I thought he did.
No, I think he just recorded it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the story there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was under the impression he
wrote it. Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe that is the case.
Well, you know, we can get it on the internet.
Oh, you know, and everything you learn on the internet is true. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How about some good childhood Christmas memories?
Oh, there's my goodness.
A few of those, you know, and of course, a lot of them center around Santa. But that's why we're doing the pre-Christmas show.
Right. We'll get the nonsense.
So that we
out
can
of
talk it. About some of these things.
Yeah. I remember the uncles and the older brothers playing Hot Wheels.
Right. I remember our brother-in-law, Kurt, taking me outside and to look for Santa's sleigh.
Yeah.
And we saw an airplane with a flashing red light.
There he is.
And That was. And Santa Claus, and that was the best thing I can remember. I thought, holy cow.
That was Kurt and Pat playing Hot Wheels.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to use the little boys' room, and the lights were on, and there's all kinds of racket going on, and so I come around the corner, and sure enough.
This was before Santa came?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, let's do a little cowpoke poetry.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, Santa is a shooer, there's no doubt.
They say he's a jolly old elf. You'll never find one truer. But the way I see it myself, Santa must be a shooer. Someone's got to trim the reindeer and sharpshoe those little hoofs as they dash through the wild frontier and land on ice-covered roofs. So, to me, it makes perfect sense that Santa nails on the shoes. I present this as evidence backed up with various clues. He's dressed in fur from head to foot, 'cause he's a hairy feller. He's covered all over with soot like a blacksmith shop dweller. The sound you hear ain't jingling bells, it's his anvil that's ringing, a sound more fine than chorus swells or herald angels singing. A beard as wide as frosted peaks, with a pipe stump stuck in place, merry dimples and rosy cheeks, but not the ones on his face. Bending plagues this reindeer drover, rear end cleavage stripes his back, like a peddler bending over and opening up his pack. When he squats down to put out toys, his belly rests on his thighs, a comfy stance for shoeing boys of typical shape and size. Don't know about his droll little lips, all drawn up into a bow, nor why his pants sag on his hips, but this I really do know. It's a short season, spreading cheer. He works hard to get through her. But what's he do the rest of the year? Yeah, Santa must be a shoe.
Well, you know, there's just no other explanation for it. All right?
All the signs
there
are there.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, this one's a good one.
This is dandy, yeah.
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 Who's
the Cartwright boys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
yeah.
They're singing?
Santa Got Lost in Texas.
Very nice.
I was riding herd one night, all on a Christmas Eve, when I saw a spooky sight, one you never believe. All tuckered out and bone-tired, weary, Santa Claus came my way, dragging his reindeer across the prairie, hitched to a big red sleigh.
Santa got lost in Texas and didn't know how to leave. Santa got lost in Texas, all on a Christmas Eve.
Set right down and rest, I said, here by the campfire's glow. Share my coffee, beans, and bread, for you have to go. You're pretty dumb like me, he said, to work in the wintry frost. I'm pretty dumb like you, I said, but mister, I ain't lost.
Santa got lost in Texas and didn't know how to leave. Santa got lost in Texas all on a Christmas Eve.
I've been riding long, says he, looking for just one guy. Texas is too big for me, too darn wide and high. I'm leaving you a big lone star and a pair of silver spurs. Here in a land of cattle farming, my last stop was yours. So he ate my beans and bread, drank till the pot was dry. Merry Christmas, son, he said, now I've got to fly. You keep watch on the herd, old partner, don't let the doggies roam. I'll just send for a Texas Northern, it'll blow me home.
Well, that was all of them. That was Pa and Little Joe and Hoss and Adam and all of them.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
You know, Lorne Greene had quite the voice.
He really did.
Yeah,
that's right. Hey, we need to ditch out to another commercial.
Really?
And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.